The following podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome, dear listener, to Echoes of Escheaton, a solo play Degenesis podcast that lets the dice rolls tell the story. You'll find the gripping narratives in this apocalyptic setting unfold before your very ears. You'll hear stories of loss and injustice, redemption and hope. A miasma of gloom drifts across the barren wastes, while nightmarish beasts roam and terrorize cities and settlements. Only mankind's inexhaustible will to survive offers the faintest glimmer of hope on the horizon. The echoing shades of the bygone peoples lingers on the wind and on the lips of survivors in this hell on earth. What stories will they tell? The Mole House Checkpoint, 30 seconds before lockdown.
Judge and Chronicler, they are clean, on my vow. Take them inside.
Kiefer saw Sergeant Nielsen run up behind Etta and yank her back toward the entryway. He turned to face down the Leperos, whose face he had just melted, as another two took his place like some fungal hydra. Pockets of fighting spread the fray around the base of the hill, but the Leperos' number advantage was running thin. Kiefer screws in another cartridge of SP-4016 fungicide foam into the receiver, and a flushing hiss fills the two blinds. He cast another glance over his shoulder to check on his traveling companions, his allies. They were being whisked away toward the brick opening. At least they'd be out of danger. Kiefer locked eyes with Etta across the battle. She wore so much worry on her face. The feminine gaze of woe burned into his soul. It was the same look his grandmother, Phoenix, had given him when he said he wanted to join the battalion ranks as a young man. He blinked, and Etta was gone. Screams of terror and rage shook the memory loose, bringing him back to the clanging of steel against steel. Famulancers flanked Kiefer and pinned down several Leperos, running them through after pinning them to the ground. The pitch of battle began to shift. It seemed as if the Mulhouse battalions were gaining ground as the Leperos began backing up and then migrating to a full retreat. A command was shouted through a muffled gas mask near Kiefer.
Push forward! Fungicides paired with three splayers! Up the hill!
Kiefer was the only fungicide rifleman at first, but now, two more metal backpacks appeared from the crowd, adjusting nozzles and pressure gauges, and walking in lockstep with other splayer wielders. The Black Rider guided his horse up to the Famulancer platoon leader, and they shared a brief exchange out of earshot of Kiefer. The black hooded garb flew behind him as he galloped up the hill to chase down retreating Leperos forces, and Kiefer was motioned over.
New arrival. Find one more splayer and rally on Preservist Thane. He just charged up the hill. Move your ass!
A new Famulancer with a slight build quickly appeared at Kiefer's side. They exchanged a brief nod, and they hustled up the hilltop. Kiefer and his fellow infantry dig deep to reach the top of the path, Mulhouse shrinking behind them, but the tall concrete spires continue to loom in the distance. As they breach the top, a whizzing arrow catches his aide in the chest, and she slumps to the ground as Kiefer hunches down to avoid any more incoming fire. His eyes take in a stronger host of Leperos than what withdrew at the bottom. It seems that they used the confusion in a false retreat to space out the Famulancer platoon. Pockets of group fighting are scattered across the flat battlefield. The sounds of weaponry and sundering flesh fill his ears. Kiefer spies another lone Famulancer ahead, already heavily bleeding and surrounded by two Leperos. He's keeping one at bay with jabs and smart thrusts with his pike, but the other flanks around and sinks a hand axe into his spine, killing him. No mercy and no respite for the wicked. Kiefer charges in, bearing his fungicide rifle, mouth dry with fear, and veins pumping battery acid of adrenaline. Round 1. there are 5 Leporos threatening this area, and for simplicity's sake, I'll refer to them by just their number. A few have already taken damage, thanks to this battalion offensive, but this is definitely not a fair fight at the outset. Keep your fingers crossed that the dice rolls are hot for the Stukov Nomad. Here we go. Kiefer swiftly moves 5 meters, hip-firing his fungicide rifle at Leporos 3 and Leporos 4. The musty smell permeates the immediate area as Leporos 3 inhales a mouthful of the chemical agent and becomes poisoned, while Leporos 4 manages to resist the poison's effect, only catching a small misting of the agent. In close quarters, Kiefer knows a melee weapon is a better choice, but he's at least put a status effect on one Leporos. He lets his fungicide rifle hang by its tubing at his side as a free action. He can see his death, but he's not afraid. Thundering hooves gallop toward the battle, closing the distance by 20 meters. Thane is on his way. Leporos 3 remains stationary, momentarily blinded from clawing at his eyes filled with irritant. Leporos 4 recovers from the poison gas and spits phlegm on the ground, launching an attack at Kiefer, and dealing 5 damage with his hand axe that had felled another one of Kiefer's brothers-in-arms. Another chaotic skirmish to the side of Kiefer's arena has more Leporos versus a straggling Famulancer. Leporos 5, the biggest of the bunch, sees an easy kill and moves 2 meters closer before attacking the Famulancer from behind, dealing a critical blow that crumples this battalion. The remaining Leporos jump on him and fill him full of holes with knives and fists. Leporos 5 squares himself back towards Kiefer and commands his underlings to focus on him.
"Gut the battalions," he hisses.
Leporos 1, an archer who slew Kiefer's accompaniment at the top of the hill, looses an arrow from her short bow in an arcing shot just over Kiefer's head. He turns his neck to see Thane riding like hell to close the distance, and he dodges the first arrow shot his way. Leporos 1 gets a second shot due to her initiative roll triggers, but the second arrow also misses as Thane skillfully maneuvers the horse at full gallop. Leporos 2 actively defends by acting as a human shield for Leporos 1 while she rains arrows from a distance.
Round 2.
Thane skids to a stop after another 10 meters. He's now in the battle. He's still mounted on his horse, but he takes aim with a -1 dice penalty from being jostled and fires a pistol shot at Leporos 1. Leporos 2 acts as a meat shield and gets hit with a remarkable shot. Thane deals 9 damage. Leporos 3, weakened by the poison and with boils on his skin, swings his club at Kiefer. Damn, even in his weakened state, he still hits Kiefer for 3 damage. Leporos 2 plants his feet and hurls his throwing axe at Thane while moving 4 meters closer, but he misses his mark as the axe whizzes by Thane's helmeted head. Leporos 5 moves 4 meters, attacking Thane's horse with a powerful swing of his battle axe, dealing 7 damage and tearing through the thick medical rubber covering on the horse's front legs. Leporos 1, the archer, got another set of triggers on her initiative roll, and she attempts 2 more arrow shots at Thane's horse to bring it down. The first zooms by the horse's neck, as does the second. All right. I thought these arrows would be a bigger problem, but now the archer is out of ammo. She drops her bow and prepares to draw her sheathed knife at her belt. Leporos 4, wounded but fueled by the sweet song of the earth chakra, swings his hand axe at Kiefer, breaking through his defense and inflicting 5 points of damage. Despite his injuries, Kiefer retaliates by grabbing a splayer from his fallen comrade in the dirt. He twirls it deftly in his hands and rolls 2 triggers on the attack roll to activate the deadly combo of a splaying ability and the cutting attack, which adds 1 to passive defense score and 1 dice to handling for 1 round as he brandishes the shears in front of him. This ability uses a pool of triggers on the attack roll and activates Cutting, an extra damage attack that snaps the blades closed for an additional 1 dice of damage. And I rolled a 4 for a total of 9 points of damage. Let's go, Kiefer. With a flourish, he brings the spear back to position and readies himself for another onslaught.
Round 3.
Leporos 2 moves 2 meters, trying to clamber up Thane's horse stirrups and disarm his pistol, but he's going to take it with a -2 dice penalty since Thane is actively paying attention and will resist with a successful body plus force check. Leprose 2 gets knocked loose with a stray elbow and tumbles back to the ground. Leprose 5 strikes Thane's horse again for 7 damage, causing it to rear. I'm going to make Thane make a quick instinct plus taming check to stay on the saddle. And he succeeds, showing his special connection with the trained Newcrest horse. Leprose 4 breathes heavily, blood dripping from his abdomen, and swings his hand axe again at Kiefer. Kiefer tries to parry the attack, but it comes through his defense again and cuts him for 5 points of damage. Kiefer yells in pain and is being cut to ribbons. Thane, hearing Kiefer's cry of pain, maneuvers away from the approaching Leprose, galloping 10 meters back to get in range with his pistol. He fires a shot at Leprose 4 with a minus 1 dice penalty while he's moving, but the bullet strikes him through the lung for 9 damage. Kiefer, although badly wounded, fights on and stabs Leprose 3 in the ribs with his splayer for 5 damage. The attack may have hit, but Kiefer loses his splaying activation since he didn't roll enough triggers on this attack roll. Listeners can read more about splaying and other item special actions in the Primal Punk sourcebook. Leprose 3 swings his club at Kiefer while coughing and sputtering as the effects of the fungicide spray cause him to miss his attack. Leprose 1 moves in closer with a drawn knife, animal bones rattling at her waist, and she joins the melee.
Round 4.
All combatants so far have been making fair use of their ego points, which adds 3 to the total initiative score when they roll. So with some last-ditch ego points, the enemies smell blood in the air. Leprose 3 and 4 exhaust their ego point pool and will have to make a psyche plus willpower roll at the end of this round to determine if they fight on or collapse from poison and fatigue. Thane can see the Leprose 5 brute charging in with his axe raised again to cut Kiefer down as Leprose 4 winds up with a hand axe swipe. It's now or nothing. He fires one pistol shot before he moves to keep his dice pool high while aiming at Leprose 4. Shit. Thane misses his pistol shot. Leprose 4 is bloodied and ragged, but he'll take 2 wild axe swings at Kiefer after rolling 2 triggers on his initiative, granting him a second action. The first misses as he holds the flesh around his ribcage, but the second, unfortunately, connects for 5 damage on Kiefer. Leprose 5 bounds in 5 meters with a battle cry, but Thane arrives just in time with his Newcrest horse to absorb the blow meant for Kiefer. The brute will take a minus 2 dice penalty for moving over 2 meters to get into the melee, but it doesn't matter. The rough battle axe carves through the horse's weakened front haunch as its knees buckle. Thane plummets to the ground, no longer on his feet until he stands up next round. Until he stands up, this will affect his passive defense score. Leprose 1 sees the fallen preservist and rushes 5 meters in, having drawn the wicked knife, and she lunges at the preservist on the ground. She plunges the dagger down between Thane's shoulder blades, but the knife chips at the tip. Thane's preservist variety armor grants him 3 armor maximum, and no damage is inflicted. She gnashes her teeth in frustration, and she'll be smarter next round, perhaps choosing a new target. Leprose 2 uses an action to pick up his throwing axe from the dirt and moves 3 meters across a growing pile of bodies. The fight isn't over. Leprose 3's rashy skin is hanging loosely from his frame, but he swings his club at a minus 2 dice penalty, fueled by the primer's clutches, begging its vessel to kill anything that would damage the spore's manifestations. Damn! These dice must be bad luck that I'm rolling, because he luckily scores another hit even while poisoned. The haft knocks Kiefer's head solidly, and his vision dims slightly. Kiefer is on the cusp of his flesh wound threshold, but he's still alive after receiving 3 damage. Speaking of Kiefer, it's his turn. It's all he can do to hold on to the iron pike, let alone thrust it. His vision clears just enough, and he manages to skewer Leprose 4 to his left with a hit. That's one less plague-ridden scum walking the earth. Since Leprose 4 was dispatched, only Leprose 3 needs to roll Psyche plus Willpower. Difficulty, 2 successes. Action number, 2 dice. The poison spray has seeped too far into the Leprose's lungs.
He wilts over Lepero's IV, spread eagle on the ground as he coughs up blood and collapses, unable to continue. Perhaps the tide is turning.
Round 5.
Oh, let's go, Kiefer. Big initiative roll. Okay, now for Thane. Oh my, okay. Another action for Thane as well. Whoa, okay, I think I spoke too soon about these dice being cursed. In a series of epic initiative rolls, Kiefer, Thane, and Leperos 1 get multiple triggers, even on Kiefer's initiative dice pool of 3 dice. What are the odds of that? Kiefer and Leperos 2 both made the same initiative rolls, but I'm giving Kiefer the advantage here. Things are getting tense, and Kiefer knows it. He's going all out this round, and he depletes his ego pool. He will need to make a psyche plus willpower roll after this round to stay in this thing. Thane stands up, adjusting his passive defense score. His horse is bleeding out on its side behind him. His black cape billows behind as he holds up the pistol at Lepros 5, the villainous scum who slew his prized horse. The dead eyes of Thane's grievous gas mask glare at the pale, stigma-ridden face, pustules leaking and oozing over a mouthful of yellow, rotting teeth. The first pistol shot sinks into Lepros 5's chest, center mass, for 9 damage. So does the second, striking just above his heart and rolling him back from the impact force of the bullet. Black blood weeps from the bullet holes, soaking Lepros' fur armor as saliva and drool leak from the corners of his mouth.
We blanket the world. We burn the skies, he says, as his eyes roll back in his head, and he marches forward.
Lepros 5 is a vessel possessed with animalistic hatred, and marches towards Thane, swinging his battle axe wide. He smashes it into Thane's breastplate, dealing 7 damage. Lepros 1 sees the open gashes on Kiefer and goes to shank him instead of Thane this time. She ducks under his splayer and sticks the knife in Kiefer's leg for 3 damage. She withdraws it quickly and lashes again, slicing his forearm. Kiefer has now entered into his trauma points. Things look grim. Lepros 2 sees the weakened Kiefer as well and uses his smaller throwing axe to attack, but Kiefer has the distance advantage with his splayer and he attacks first. With a -1 dice penalty incurred from his trauma points, the gashes on his body cause his first thrust to be weak, blood and sweat flowing into his vision. He focuses the second strike at a downward angle and it connects for 5 damage, severing a length of muscle in the Lepros' calf. Lepros 2 has now entered trauma points as well, and will make his roll at a -3 dice penalty. Let's see if this Stukov nomad stays alive. Lepros 2 stumbles on his swing with only 1 steady leg to lean on, and misses the swing on Kiefer. It's the end of this round, so here's Kiefer's ego-saving roll. The pain is too much to bear. His wounds, too grave. His will and his drive are diminished. Kiefer Stukov collapses in a heap.
Round 6.
Kiefer may have collapsed, but there is one that does not grow weary. He was forged in the fires of Spitalian training and is a bastion of humanity. He will cleanse the Primer's foulness, even if it kills him. Thane sees the drawn back slide on his pistol, indicating an empty magazine. He casually chucks it aside and draws his finely honed preservalist steel sword from his hip scabbard, as razor sharp as a surgeon's knife. Thane can feel the adrenaline pumping through his sword arm, but it's kept steady by a drug cocktail of steroids and antifungals that would kill lesser men and women. It's 3-on-1. Lepros 2 shrieks an inhuman tone and lunges at Thane, betrayed by a cut Achilles tendon to which Thane riposts. The Preservus pushes off the slain bodies underneath with his black boots. He doubles up his hands behind his hilt and plunges the blade down into Lepros 5's fleshy space between the collarbone and neck, piercing vital organs and dealing 10 points of damage with a mighty jumping strike. The vacuum from withdrawing his sword makes a sickly squelch as the Lepros' battle axe clatters to the dirt and he drops to his knees, dead. Lepros 1 and 2 clutch their heads, hearing the pain of the Primer's vessel leader bellow in their minds. These remaining Lepros will get a +1 dice to the remaining actions as they are flared up. Leprose 2 slashes wildly at Thane's stomach for 4 damage. His armor's integrity and his adrenals are wearing thin. The second swipe comes with furious speed as well, driven by the loss of a primer manifest. Another 4 damage. Leprose 1 goes for a small space of exposed flesh on Thane's chest, but he's expecting this one. He bats it away and slices up Leprose 1's middle, leaving a gash from waist to sternum.
Round 7.
Thane is feverish, and 4 triggers on his initiative roll tells me that this group of Leprose are about to meet their maker. Thane's first attack impales Leprose 2, and the Preservist kicks him off his blade. Whirling around for his second attack on Leprose 1, the final enemy brings up her knife in a defensive stance, but the finely sharpened steel cuts cleanly through the rusted blade and does not slow as it separates her head from her neck. Her crown topples off and bounces heavily on top of the carcasses underfoot. Preservist Thane breathes doggedly. Blood stains his white and black neoprene suit, and he clenches his sword hilt and looks down at an unconscious Kiefer on the ground as other smaller skirmishes continue up ahead. But his frenzy has not yet calmed. He must continue to battle and give the plague no quarter. He quickly rolls over the Famulancer with a cleaved spine and snatches his radio.
All units receiving. Lone survivor. Clean sweep on Mulhouse Hilltop. Preservist Thane, out.
The radio cord retracts from his hand as he drops the handset and picks up his pistol, shaking loose dirt from the handle and barrel. He coolly reloads the magazine and stomps ahead, leaving Kiefer behind. Two hours later, Kiefer's eyes flutter open. He draws in a huge breath of surprise and is racked with agonizing pain in his legs, ribs, and back. The once hectic battle noises were filled with a resounding silence around him. The dead weight of another body compresses his lungs as he manages to roll it off his chest. He hears faint voices fade in and out of his ears. His head aches beyond belief, and nausea riles up in his gut.
There appears to be movement in this pile. It's that lone survivor Preservist Thane radioed in.
Kiefer can barely stay awake. Bald white faces lean over him in a haze. They look like specters against the cloudy sky above, stray sunlight bouncing off the sweaty sheen on their skin.
Doesn't look like he's not too far gone. Jesus, he's almost cut to pieces. I may have to operate.
The faces extend their black and white limbs, and Kiefer feels himself lifted up by the shoulders and legs. The pain is excruciating.
Spare him the blood and be careful with him. Get a carriage harness on that deaf beast we wrangled earlier.
Deaf beast. Petra. Etta.
Kiefer thought. He could feel a hardened surface support him again as he was loaded into the back of a horse-drawn cart.
Forces at Mulhouse and prep surgery at Vivico's sickbay. Tell Surgeon Farrow he's got incoming from Mulhouse and that he'll have to prep even...
Vivico. Spitalians.
He could see the shapes of vultures and winged scavengers circling overhead as the cart rattled forward.
Highest ground.
It was the last conscious thought Kiefer Stukov had before blackness swallowed him again. Thanks for listening to this episode of Echoes of Eschaton. I love engaging with my listeners on Twitter at Echoes of Eschaton and via email at echoesofeschaton@gmail.com. So reach out and say hello. I love asking questions on the Spotify app. To see what the question or poll of the week is, tap the episode details on your Spotify mobile app and scroll down to the Q&A section. If you'd like to help the show, there are several ways to do so. You can share it with a friend that loves post-apocalyptic stories, like and retweet show announcements on Twitter, and consider leaving a rating on your pod fetcher of choice. Are you hungry for even more Degenesis content? You can visit the Discord community at discord.gg/Degenesis. Until next time.